A dental delight. That's how you might describe the front page photo in the Irish Examiner. It shows the winning Cork Camogie team holding the trophy. They're squashed together, looking up at the camera with the biggest, broadest, toothiest grins on their faces. The rest of the Examiner front page and other front pages are less cheery. Several of them headline waiting lists for children. The Examiner says that the demand for children's mental health services is soaring and there's now a waiting list of 18 weeks. The Irish Times front page headline is that the number of children on the waiting list for key spinal surgery has almost doubled. The paper says that 110 children are waiting longer than 6 months despite government pledges. And the Irish Daily Mail front page reports that end-of-life care for children is a postcode lottery, with one childhood cancer charity saying that the South East is poorly served. Still on health, the Irish Independent front page says that an audit of the use of certain drugs on patients in nursing homes is to be carried out. The headline is, "Fears powerful drugs used to restrain dementia patients." And back to health and children. Senator Tom Clonan is writing in the Irish Daily Mirror about his disabled son's struggles for help. He writes, "Ireland disabled my son. It's as simple and as stark as that." All of the papers carry the news that Sinead O'Connor's funeral will be held in Bray tomorrow, with most of them, like the Irish Daily Star, accompanying those reports with aerial photos of a tribute to Sinead on Bray Head. It incorporates the World War II era sign and adds a love heart and the word Sinead in the same lettering. Several of the papers also carry pictures of Taoiseach Leo Varadkar sitting on a window ledge at Fla Ceoil na hÉireann in Mullingar. Beside him is 8-year-old concertina player Garóge Kiernan. In the Mail's photo, Leo Varadkar is shown clapping along as Garóge plays. More somberly, Leo Varadkar was reported on in the Irish Independent as pleading for more safety on the roads as 3 more people were killed here since Friday. A couple of legal stories in the Irish Times. It reports that the daughter of a deceased County Meath farmer has secured court orders clearing the way for a possible legal action over a will in which he left the bulk of his estate to his son. The estate is worth €3.5 million. Below that, the Irish Times legal affairs correspondent interviews the recently retired High Court judge Bernard Barton. He recalls that as a young man, he left his father's luxury car import business to study as a barrister. He says that in his early 20s, he was driving a Jaguar. When he decided to leave the company, his father put out his hand to him. He thought his father wanted to shake his hand and wish him luck, but instead his father wanted the keys for the Jag back and Bernard had to walk home. A couple of big-name movie references in the papers this morning. The Star reports that the Barbie movie has passed the $1 billion mark in box office takings, while The Independent tells us that Oppenheimer, the subject of that other summer blockbuster, once invited Irish mathematician Sheila Power to work with him with his team in Princeton in the 1940s. There she met Albert Einstein and T.S. Eliot. The Independent also says she was a gifted musician, as are 2 of her children, Ethna and Hugh Tinney. And back to the Irish Times, where Conor Pope has a history lesson. He's divided his article into 2 parts. One is things that used to be free, and the other is things that used to cost money. Things that used to cost money were listening to music, taking photographs and getting directions, and things that used to be free were bins, plastic bags, and getting a dash of blackcurrant in a pub.